News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, now, yesterday here on News Talk, and indeed this morning, Paul, we've been having a discussion about the posters on both sides of the campaign for the upcoming referendum on the Eighth Amendment. Now, the nature of some of the posters and billboards has been called into question. We've got text to the show about them. It got us thinking, though, who is responsible for regulating the content of this advertising? We're joined now by one of the researchers on our programme, Sifa Mulqueen. Sifa, you did a little bit of investigating yesterday into this. Tell us where you started.
Morning, Shane. Well, I started with the Referendum Commission and they sent me out a statement and they said that the role of the Referendum Commission is to explain a referendum proposal, to promote public awareness of a referendum and to encourage people to vote. They also said that the law gives it no role in the regulation or overseeing of campaign funding, spending or advertising. So needless to say, they're not responsible for what actually gets advertised on posters. They also have guidelines on the rules of postering available on their website. However, this relates more to the issues surrounding littering law and the physical placement of posters, which is handled by the local authorities.
Okay, where did you go next then?
So I got in touch with our local authorities here, which is obviously Dublin City Council, and they sent me a statement then late last night. So they said that Dublin City Council cannot regulate the content of referendum posters. We do not consider that it is within the scope of our statutory powers under the relevant legislation to remove posters based on perceived offensive content.
But nothing to do with the content. Okay, not me, Gulf. Who next did you contact?
I then got in touch with the ASAI, which is the Advertising Standards Association of Ireland, and they say they only deal with commercial advertising regulation, nothing political.
Okay, any last port of call?
I finally inquired with the Press Ombudsman, who confirmed that they have no regulation over the posters, and neither does the ASAI. So all in all, it seems to be an extremely grey area, and no one particular body seems to regulate the actual content of the referendum posters and advertising.
Okay, thanks for that. Sifra, you heard from Sifra Mulqueen there. An awful lot of groups contacted yesterday. It would appear no one is responsible for regulating referendum
Total
posters
anarchy.
And advertising. To discuss this now, we're joined on the line by the former Communications Minister, former Labour leader, Pat Rabbit. Pat, does it surprise you that no one is really responsible for this regulation?
No, not really. I think it's a fraught area. I think in a contentious referendum like this, I think to intrude would cause more difficulty than it's worth. Let me say initially that I think the time has come for postering, this kind of postering, any kind of postering, to be restricted to municipal billboards that could be erected in certain areas and the parties and groups are given access to it. I think from an environmental point of view, it's indefensible. And to be honest, in any event, posters are now old technology. But the notion that you can be prescriptive, I think one has to be very careful. I mean, this is a referendum where different points of view contest the democratic space. And if you certainly, yes, can regulate, and it is regulated, that, you know, you may not incite to hatred, you may not incite to violence, and so on. But when it comes to taste, it is a very difficult area, and it doesn't frequently arise that people are offended by the actual content of posters. And I think to intrude or be prescriptive would invite cries of censorship in a contentious campaign like this.
Free speech needs to trump everything, you believe?
I think that's right. I think that's right. I mean, if you look at the typical referendum that we have had, not to mention general elections, you know, people can make assertions and so on, and they can be rebutted or not, as the case may be in the course of the public dispute. But I think you know, it's rare that you would find the kind of poster that we're seeing around at the moment. It's rare that you find this kind of issue. We saw it before, of course. We saw it in 1983, and to some extent, we saw it in the divorce referendum. But I think government would be very, very wary about intervening.
What happens though if a poster goes up that is just patently wrong and patently a lie? I'm not going to start giving examples here because I'm not sure there's anything there at the moment that falls into that category. But if something did fall into that category, is it kind of up to the electorate to kind of tell that and up to the other side to point out that this is wrong?
I think it is. I think that if you have informed debate, that something like that is exposed. I also think that, although we can't measure it, I think that for very offensive presentations, I think they can be as likely to be counterproductive as effective for the point of view being advocated.
Okay.
And
okay.
The public debate deals with that.
Just very quickly, Pat, just going back to your point about getting rid of posters and restricting it to kind of public billboards. Our posters, I have to say, I have kind of an old-fashioned grow for posters. I always think it's kind of part of democracy, and you know, they can be taken down, they can be recycled. They don't necessarily have to be bad for the environment. Is there not something to be said for posters?
Well, I mean, I have to admit that, you know, I know exactly the sentiment that you're expressing, but I think when you see the scale of postering in recent years, the cost of it, and undoubtedly the damage that it's doing to the environment, I think that some restrictions are overdue. I mean, there have been small areas, geographic areas in the past, where the parties agreed that there shouldn't be postering, and nobody seemed to be the worst off. No, I'm not saying the posters should be banned, but I am saying that they should be restricted and that the municipalities should provide other opportunities.
Okay.
Clearly, where that's not possible, then, you know, postering is permissible.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Thanks indeed for talking to us. Former Communications Minister there, Pat Rabbitt.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.